Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katsalamidis. I write the Cats Report for the Las Vegas Sun, LasVegasWeekly.com, Las Vegas Sun Print, and I write for all the Greenspun Media Group publications. And with me now is star of radio and TV and stage, Trisha McCrone.
What's going on, Dish? I am so accomplished, I can't even take it. Hi, Catsy.
TV.
I have to say something really, really quick.
Propane?
Because we've known it's been coming, and it's finally happened. We have to congratulate Dave Norris from KUNV has officially engaged.
Now, do we know this?
Do you remember
today?
When I left Wednesday, as I'm going to record last week's show, and I said to him, can I announce it since it's going to be on Friday? He goes, no, you can't because it'll jinx me. He got engaged Thursday night, and I said, you better let me know. And do you know, I got a message from him Thursday night saying she said yes. So I said, what a lucky lady to have. He's such a great guy. We love working with him. And so from both of us at the show, we want to say that congratulations. Could not happen to a nicer guy. You've met his fiance. Actually, haven't.
Yeah,
from Hawaii.
You know, this will not change his priorities in life, which will be his marriage second and the execution of Cats with a Dish first.
Hello. The fact that I was probably one of the first people to find out he was engaged,
I feel that
he really took. I didn't tell you?
No.
Okay, I'm
I didn't
bad,
know. I'm learning it now.
I wanted to surprise you. So, anyways, congratulations to Dave, and I'll let you know after he gets married because I'm sure you'll be the last to know.
I'm getting him a sleeve of red Solo cups from the break room.
There you go. I'm getting him a KUNV cup that you can drink water out of that we used to give away to the guests.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is probably why there's no more because we've been going for a long time. So big congratulations to him.
Yep.
And technically, it's Halloween.
It's Halloween week in
week,
Las Vegas.
Yes,
when it falls
is.
In the middle of the week, it's all week long.
Yes.
Costume. What did you wear?
I didn't wear anything. I was Lady Godiva.
My favorite costume.
I wore Chanel number 5 and a smile.
I wore my robe and bathroom slippers and carried my laptop around. In other words, what I do every day.
Exactly. My dog, Lily, who has kind of been a semi-guest appearance person. She's been a guest star on Cats of the Dish.
Not a person, dog.
She's a person to me. She was sent from our friend, Sheila from Boston. She was sent a Marilyn Monroe costume.
Yeah, I saw a photo
for
of this.
2.5-pound dog, and let's just say it has fake breasts and all. And wait,
That goes for many of our guests, actually.
Fake breasts and wig. Yes, it does. Not me, though.
I got to tell you one thing I did do this week. I saw the preview for a preview performance of Blue Man Group, some of the new stuff they're doing over at Monte Carlo.
And?
Very interesting. Very good. Very adept use of technology in the show.
Really?
They do cell phone texting at a very wide, large scale and app usage. And there's some robotic movements and sets in it that show the advancement of robots in our culture. That's very interesting. And
really?
I talked to two of the co-founders, Phil Stanton and Chris Wink. And it's funny how you get to know these guys. I met them 13 years ago at the Luxor. And when
I
they were coming
that's
in.
Where I first saw the show.
Yeah. And, you know, at the time, it was a very new thing. It was a cutting edge, young guys out of New York and bringing this thing to Las Vegas. And now all of a sudden, they're part of the establishment in their suits.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
The blue guys are no longer what they were. But they, as Chris said, he goes, you know, we don't think the same way as we did in those days. But it's like when Michael Jordan learned, you know, that you didn't have to just dunk in the game. You could learn other things too. You could do jump shots. And he goes, this show is like that. It's like our jump shot. And they also hire people to dunk for them. So.
There you go. that's a very
the young guys. Yeah, they're younger guys, and the same of the Cirque officials have said the same thing. Gila Liberté, as they've gotten older.
Yes,
they hire people who remind them of themselves when they were in their 20s.
Well, I was also at. Speaking of I was at the Gaming Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Last week,
honored, right?
And that Wayne had been honored in the past, and so
Newton.
I went to it, and yes, Wayne Newton, sorry, and
we got
he,
a Wayne coming up.
Yes, we do, and I was there for him to to receive the award, and then they did a small little sampling of O. So it was very, I hadn't seen O in a while, even though it was just a little piece of it. It was very cool to see. And I was in much different seats because it was a small group. So we were, you know, I was like second or third row, and I'd always been back a little bit farther so you can watch the whole thing. So it was very weird to actually have the water almost splash.
Oh, yeah, up close. I've never seen that show up close. It's always been in the
back. Very, very cool. And so congratulations to him. And that's congratulations to the Blue Man over at Monte Carlo.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing it. When do they open?
When they are doing previews right now, and I think the 14th or 17th, I believe, is the big whoop-de-doo night over there. But they're already in place selling tickets and doing shows.
So and another thing that we did is we went to see the last, which goes into our guest, we went to see Holly Madison's last show and Peep Show last week. So we also did that.
Very interesting night there to see the end of an era. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Holly is the Bo Peep. And we have coming up now her co-star for her entire run, or most of her run, in Peep Show, and who's been an original cast member. Chaza will be joining us, but first, Josh Bell with movies. We love
Las Vegas. Hey, this is Jerry Mitchell from Peep Show, and you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
Death demands responsibility. 6 dead on that plane. Someone has to pay.
I flew the plane inverted. That means upside down. You have any idea what that's like?
I do. I heard the black box recordings last night.
Oh, you heard? Are you a pilot?
No, I'm not.
Then you don't know what you're talking about.
That's Denzel Washington as an alcoholic pilot under investigation following a plane crash, and Don Cheadle as his high-powered lawyer in the new drama Flight. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Flight features a typically compelling lead performance from Washington, but it's buried in a muddled, overwrought story about addiction and redemption. The investigation into the crash is ill-defined and unfolds mostly off-screen. The romantic relationship between Washington's pilot and a recovering junkie, played by Kelly Reilly, feels forced, and the depiction of alcoholism is clumsy and heavy-handed, especially in the movie's overly preachy ending. I give Flight 2 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is the Disney animated movie Wreck-It Ralph, featuring John C. Reilly and Sarah Silverman voicing video game characters.
What's your name?
Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph.
You're not from here, are you?
No, well, yeah. I mean, not from right in this area. I'm just doing some work here.
What kind of work?
Some routine candy tree trimming.
Wreck-It Ralph's storyline about a video game character looking for redemption is reminiscent of Pixar's immersive style, and the world building in the movie is excellent, with a video game take on the Toy Story formula as the characters in an arcade full of games interact with each other at night when the arcade is closed. The details of the video game world are intricate and wonderfully realized, including clever cameos from a number of recognizable characters. But the jumbled and unfocused plotting is not quite as strong. I give Wreck-It Ralph 3 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is one of the lead performers in Peep Show at Planet Hollywood. She is one of the few original cast members dating to the show's opening in March of 2009. She plays today the role of Peep Diva, and she formerly starred with Holly Madison, currently stars with Angel Perino, and is about to star with Coco.
Yay!
Welcome to the show, Chaza.
Hey. Yay! We love Chaza!
Oh, I love you guys, too. Finally, I'm here.
I know!
We really
it's
love
been crazy
you.
Trying to get you here, because you're so busy. You're always so busy.
I know, but it's a good busy.
It is a good busy.
So now I'm busy with you.
Yeah, well, just where you need to be, busy with us.
Never hear that one enough.
Yeah.
So now you are one of the few people. It's you, Josh Strickland, and I can't remember.
Casey Wilson. Jackson
are the only three that are the originals from the opening.
Yes, we are. We're hanging in there. We're hanging tough because, you know, Peep Show is a good show, so it's easy to go to work every night.
Yeah.
You know, we get to get on stage and do what we love to do, and, you know, this is pretty much our livelihood, and how many people can say they're working and doing what they love to do?
Yes, that's true. So. And you are, and for those of you who have not seen Peep Show, Chaza plays Peep Diva, who kind of is sort of our tour guide through this experience called Peep
Narrator.
Show. Yep. And you are so funny.
Ah!
I mean, I have a loud laugh, and sometimes I laugh really loud when I maybe shouldn't have laughed, but there'd just be little things that I, little looks and stuff that I would see you giving, and I was just howling.
I was looking at you, Trisha. You know, I came out of the keyhole the other night, and I actually seen you dead center. Yeah, as we're sitting dead center.
It was Holly's last
yeah.
night.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. You looked right through, right into
I
us.
I saw you right there. Uh-huh. I mean, that's the thing. When I'm on stage, I still can't give that game face when I see people that I know. You will know that I see you.
Yes,
it will be
great.
All teeth.
It was great. Yeah. And also, you have a, before we start talking about Peep Show, you have music coming out.
Yes, I have a song called You're Beautiful. I originally did this for the Susan G. Komen Foundation mm-hmm. with Dancing with the Stars Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it, you know, a day or two, and it was heartfelt, and it was something that I can relate with. And we've now turned it into a dance mix. Which, you know, everybody's doing dance mixes. Yeah. They're fun. They're up. You know, they're in right now. Clubs are loving them. And I can't wait to release that. So it'll be fun.
I've heard it.
You did. That's right.
Yes. So yes. I can't say where I heard it, but it was a party. Let's just say that.
Secret.
It's a secret party. Yes. But I did hear it, and it was phenomenal.
Thank you
it was,
so much.
I loved it.
I'm proud of it. Thank you.
You should be. It's great.
Thank you
it's
so great. Much.
Now, Chazy, you started as part of just the ensemble cast.
Yes.
Originally when Melby and Kelly Monaco were the co-leads in the show.
Yes.
And you've risen from that point to really right at this moment, the star of the show as we prepare for the switchover. I mean, you're kind of carrying it while Angel's
you.
In place
yeah.
between. And
yeah.
then you're going to be, you know, a prominent member when the show, you know, kind of reinvents itself with a new
yeah.
Bo Peep. Can you kind of track how that happened for you? Was that the idea for you originally when you stepped into the cast to have that and even back to how you got in the show in the first place?
Oh, man, that was a journey. I was actually improvising and singing with Wayne Brady at the time. I was with him for about 2.5 years. Very loyal to him. One of our original dancers, Lena.
Lena! Yes.
No, Lena.
That's how I know the story.
Lena
is one of my best friends.
Yes.
I love her. She came on the show. Brown Pearl, remember Lena Giroux?
Yep.
We had her on
Lena.
The show. She's amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
And Lena danced with Wayne Brady at the same, you know, at the same time that I was in the show. And she had mentioned my name over, you know, with Jerry and Andrew Lippa. And she says, you know what? She might want to audition for this. And, you know, I'm extremely loyal to Wayne, you know, as mm-hmm. I am to Peep Show.
Who is brilliant.
Oh,
Wayne Brady,
he
one of the best entertainers.
Hands down.
This or any yeah. other era. Nobody does what he does better than Wayne Brady. And I remember the
yes.
show at the Venetian.
Oh,
yeah. Incredible.
Beep mm-hmm. up. Yeah. He's amazing.
Jerry Lopez is a band
That's
leader.
That's right. I love
there
Jerry.
There was a whole bunch of talent
oh,
on that
gosh,
stage.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Uh-huh. We had a lot of talent up there. So, you know, Lena passed my name along. Long story short, I went to originally just kind of make connections and network with Jerry and meet that whole side because I've never done a Broadway show or any stage show of this caliber in my life.
Yeah, and he's a great Broadway connection.
He
you know,
is
with
amazing.
I mean, he does choreography in that for Catch Me If You Can.
Absolutely. He, Legally Blonde on Broadway.
Legally Blonde on Broadway.
Yes.
He was the director. He was everything on
yes,
that.
He
so,
was.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah, so it was a great door for me. You know, I went, auditioned. I said, you know, I'm not really looking to be in the show, but I would love to put my name in the hat if you guys need anybody, if Wayne ends anytime soon. So long story short, they called Wayne before they called me and said we would love to have her in Peep Show. And I was just in tears. Oh, my God, I could have lost my job.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, no, honey. And he says, if you don't do this, I'm going to fire you.
Oh, my God.
Well, you might have lost your job anyway.
Thanks
That's
to Lena.
That's a good friend. That's a good friend.
Yes, thanks to Lena. I you know, had the opportunity, and I thank her for that. I love her for that. And it's been a great journey. And they offered the role to me about six months into, you know, me being ensemble. And I was going to move to L.A. at the time. And no one
wow.
called me to tell me that they were offering me Peep Diva after, I think it was Shoshana. No,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
What happened was, what
Aubrey.
Came in was
Aubrey
that...
Aubrey
O'Day
left.
And
okay.
so you have Lena. Lena was the original Mother G.
Yes, she was.
So
okay.
it was... I mean, so talk about that
yep.
opening cast. I mean, Mel B.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You,
Kelly Monaco. Yes.
Josh
Seiden.
Strickland.
Yes.
And, well, who's still on the show?
Jackie
obviously,
Seiden,
we love Josh.
We can't forget that.
Yes.
She was the other singer. That was my little mm-hmm. sidekick.
Yeah, and then at the time, Tara Paulsha, who's
yes,
a brilliant
Tara.
Dancer,
an
was red. I mean, it was...
And
I
a
mean,
live band of
A live band
of
at the time. Like, that was like... That was just kind of like crazy.
Yep. Katie was Teddy. She's now in New York, and she's doing... Oh, my God. Everybody's doing fabulous
yeah,
things.
Yeah, so who else did that did the saddle number?
Oh,
Allie Blaine has gone
yes.
on. I've seen her in a couple of shows dancing.
Yes.
So it's like,
yes.
it really was. And when
Natalie
it first...
Romero, actually, she wasn't original, but she's doing huge things now. She's dancing with the Pussycat Dolls, dancing with Nicole Scherzinger. She's
wow.
touring. She's doing a lot. So, you know, our girls have moved
yeah,
on.
That, I mean, that, it's a yeah. very, very talented cast. But when it first started, it was originally supposed to be 3-month...
Stints.
You know, serves guest
yeah,
contracts. Stints,
contracts.
Yeah. So Mel B and Kelly did the first 3 months, and then yeah. it was under the understanding that Holly was going to do the next 3 with Shoshana Bean from
right.
Broadway.
Right. Shoshana Bean.
And then after that, but then Holly extended and then came in Aubrey.
Right.
And then when Aubrey left, what was that changeover that all of a sudden said, no more peep divas, we got the peep diva right here?
You know what? I wish I was a fly on the wall to tell you. I don't know. With me coming into the show, I'm always questioning, okay, why am I here? I know there's always a purpose for something. And I really didn't know why I was when I first went to Peep Show. I've never been a part of a topless show. It wasn't really something that I would say, oh, I'm going to be a part of a topless show. But it's very tasteful, and it didn't scare me away, you know? Like a lot of the girls stayed. We used to be pasties, we went topless. A lot of the girls stayed, you know? But I don't know, and I just feel that it was just my calling for Vegas. You know, I came out originally to have my own show. Now, I know that Peep Show is not mine, but in my heart, I take a lot of pride into leading the show and hosting it and doing it every night and taking that journey and being the face that says, listen to me, okay, everybody scream, everybody stand up. I look at it as being a part of me having a piece of Peep Show as well, you know, and being able to make its image look good along with these beautiful ladies, you know, dancing every night. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get up there and put your body through that every night, but they do it. We do it as a cast.
And all of you that sing, I mean, you have really demanding songs.
Oh, I mean, you know.
I know that The two singers, the two backup singers, I don't know who's currently like
Charlene and Janine are the two girls that their original positions. We do have some understudies. When we get sick, they come in.
And then obviously Josh. I mean, mainly you and Josh are carrying the heavy load of the vocals.
Yeah, there's a lot of vocals. Josh definitely has the high range of the know, and mine is a lot of talking. I mean, I don't have a lot of songs, but a lot of mine is improvising and just really pretty much staying on my toes, you know? So we all carry our weight, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work.
What's your favorite moment in the show? I know my favorite moment for you in the show, but what is yours?
I have to say that my favorite moment is Trick or Two.
Yeah.
I mean, I love to run my mouth, as you can.
You know, you are hysterical.
That's a fun moment.
It is. It really is. You know, I wanted to. I remember the day that Wayne told me that I needed to take both feet and really jump into improv. I didn't see that in myself at the time. And he was the first person to kind of bring it to my attention. Chaza, you really need to really look into probably doing some comedy and improv. I was like, really? And that was the first day that I looked at it, and Peep Show came along. It was just something that was meant to happen. I didn't even ask for this. It was just, you know, it was there, and it happened, and I'm happy that it did. And I think in the show, I'm able to really put my foot forward with the comedy now, and it's exciting for me because I want to start doing a little bit more stand-up, and I have a couple things that's happening here in Vegas for stand-up, so I can't say anything yet, but yeah. So, you know,
like
it's
just come out and do 20 minutes stand-up?
Oh,
middle act in a club? Really?
I love it!
You know, and it's something that it scares me. I've done it already in California, and I've done a few shows, and I'm excited to do it out here, you know, where my family is. And I say my family, like the cast and my friends. You know, I'm really excited to do it because it's taking both feet and jumping in, and that's what you have to do sometimes, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So I want to be Forrest Gump.
You do, because you interact with, I don't want to give away parts of the show, but you interact with the audience, so there is no fourth wall. In other words,
you are
interacting and joking with the audience, which is, I mean, it's for improv and things like that, and for comedy, I mean, you have to always, you never know what someone's going to say back to you.
Peep Show didn't originally start out like that. It was very scripted. We had a script, and it's a little different from what I'm used to, because Broadway is stick to this. If you don't do it like that, you're in trouble. And I really didn't know how I was going to work with that, because I kind of like pushing the envelope a little bit.
Taking things left or right.
I really do. And it's fun that way. With an improv comedian, you don't want to know what's coming up next.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know who's coming on stage. So.
Right. We got to do this. You're listening to Cats with the Dish, John, with Rented Mouth today. Cats Lamitas with Trisha McCrone and Chaza. To talk about, we have used him as an example already, but Wayne Brady can do everything. And if you start doing comedy, you are one of these can do everything people. I mean, that opens up an entire, you could be the female version of that if you wanted to be, not just doing regular straight stand-up, but you could be doing a whole 90-minute showcase of all your talents. Down the line, is this something?
You're making me sweat.
But really, you've got this. You've already got the stage experience in a variety of other areas. If you incorporate improv into that, you could build that if you conceivably.
I want to. Uh-huh. I really, really want to. I like the things that make me perspire. And just with hearing you say that, that makes me perspire. I'm glistening. And
I was just about to say, you're glistening.
I'm glistening. You know, I like to work out. I like to sweat. I'm one of those girls. I'm a tomboy.
Uh-huh.
You
know, it's obvious. Yeah.
That's
incredible condition.
Sound mm-hmm. of hearing something different and going after it and not knowing what's going to happen, it really intrigues me. And Peep Show was one of those for me, yeah. You know?
Going mm-hmm. out of your comfort zone a lot.
I had to learn the show. I learned the show in 3 days.
Wow.
The entire show, because I didn't have long. The show didn't work out with another girl that was prior in the show. And I had to step in when they were already in rehearsals for about a good 3 weeks to a month already.
Wow.
And I had a week to learn the show. I challenged myself to learn it quicker than that because I don't like not knowing. I want to be a part of it. And it's so funny because Casey, which now is the assistant dance captain, she has footage of my first day stepping into this role. And it's just the funniest thing.
Wow.
It's just the funniest thing. And it just all worked out.
A little trepidation.
So yeah.
Can you pick that up?
Literally, it was like I had 12 songs in my head. You know, seven routines in my head, and we had to go and tech the show in the theater for the first time. We weren't even in the theater.
Wow.
Yeah, we were out.
Wow. So now, when Holly was supposed to be in until December, and then obviously, blessed events, she got pregnant. We're so happy for Holly. Congratulations to Holly. But the show did change a lot because all of a sudden here she was pregnant, so she wasn't going topless anymore.
Right.
And that was, and we always used to joke, and we joked with her that it was like the biggest applause in the show. You have these Broadway voices, you have these incredible voices, you have this dancing that is ridiculous. And the biggest applause was Holly taking her top off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like, it always, I guess, as a woman who has boobs, like, I kind of just say, you know, like, to me, I was like, oh my gosh, the singing, the dancing, the this, and yes, she's beautiful, but it's like, they're boobs. You know what I mean? Like,
they're going to be boobs. From here to there.
And that always made me, it was always the weirdest thing.
That
was like,
time.
That was the loudest applause. I'm like, my gosh, what about, you know, like,
absolutely.
That just seemed backwards to me. But, but
that's
what
gave Holly value over people she will admit were greater performers than her.
Right. So,
before.
I mean, did you see the dynamic change? Mm-hmm. Because all of a sudden she wasn't going to be coming down from the ceiling anymore.
Yeah.
And she wasn't going to be doing the numbers where her top came off. And, you know, and a lot of the other more, even the singing number, because I guess she would have slid on her stomach or something. Like, there was some changes that had to be made because of her condition. Was that hard as a cast to adjust to?
It wasn't because, you know what, we're here to do whatever's best, you know.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, she is going to be a mommy, and there are some concerns for her, which is understandable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, which is understandable. And it changes Peep Show a little bit if you look at it. If we've got a pregnant girl showing her stomach, so it's a little bit of a different view. And I think the right choice was made.
Oh yeah, I mean, even with her cost, because she was still so tiny, but
absolutely.
She just has a little bitty. That it was like if you didn't know, you might not
with
have known
on.
Because she had
with
the her
right.
costumes changed. But it was having
absolutely.
Seen it before. I wondered if it was an adjustment for the cast to
you know. It wasn't a rough adjustment at all. We wanted just to just make Holly comfortable.
Yeah.
And that was the main objective here. You know, what makes you comfortable? Of course, people were coming to see her with her top off, but she didn't feel comfortable with that.
No,
it
would have been odd.
Right,
she would have.
And it all worked out.
It was
it's
worked
a whole
out.
Different, yeah.
So now
you
have an angel back in. How do, is it, because you are the one that does a lot of the interacting, and because you do improv a lot during Trick or Two, we'll just say that whole segment of the show, that you do a lot of improv that I'm sure you and Holly over the years have got a repertoire, is that correct? Kind of knew that she knew if you were going a certain way how to, banter of it. Is it hard having Angel come back in?
No, Angel has been there, so she knows me. Angel and I are friends. So it's not hard at all. I mean, my main thing to anybody that steps into that role is be you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that you're pretty much on kind of a script, but not really when you're working with me. Jerry kind of gave me the leeway to go on an improv, you know, and I said, in order to do that, I've got to be let loose.
Yes.
And I can't have a do. And he allowed that, and I'm happy. And I also hand that torch to the girls, you know, to Holly and Angel. I said, listen, if there's something that intrigues you and it pops to your mind, say it.
Yeah,
because that's what improv is about. So Angel does well with that. I really have to say that. I love doing a role with her as well. You know, we've had that camaraderie from the past when she's filled in for Holly. So I know how she maneuvers, and she know how I maneuver. So it worked out like a hand in glove to me.
Well, now that Holly's stint is over, I'll just ask you the blanket question. What was it like to work with her? I mean, there was
a
lot of things going on in her world and
right.
the TV show and everything else.
It was fun. She really put Peep Show on the map, you know. Holly saved Peep Show pretty much. You know, she's been a big foot to leap forward for us being here still. So that deserves a huge round of applause for us. We still have jobs, you know, you have a lot of girls in this show that are doing what they love to do, and we're still doing that. And, you know, that torch was handed over from Holly. To the next person, and we're very grateful.
So now, how do you think Coco? Have you met Coco, first of all?
I have met Coco.
What's
a few
Coco
times.
Like?
She seems like a force
Sweetheart.
Of nature.
Sweetheart. I can't wait, okay? Just say I'm in the gym doing my squats, okay? We're getting ready. Come on, Coco. We're about to take the stage, girl.
I don't know if she needs to do any more squats.
No, me!
You're doing the
squats. I'm in the studio doing the squats.
Now, you don't... Coco... Let's just say she's probably had a lot of squats
that
in her life.
Is
the best way to say there is junk in the trunk. It's like being like there is. Sorry, that's like an SUV trunk.
I
like
love
that is
it.
Not
Bring
just.
It on.
I mean, she's like badonkadonk.
You know,
yeah.
She's got the SUV.
It's a very different look. Let's just put it that way. From a guy looking at this show, it's
Let
a
me
very
tell you.
Different look and a different feel for when you look
yes.
at Coco in that costume
yes.
as opposed to Holly Madison. You
different
know what
is
I mean?
Good though. Hey, let me tell you, so men like this and men like yeah,
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, I love the
it's
fact
about,
that there's. More going on
That's
with Coco.
Right.
It makes someone who is not
That's
a little
right.
itty bitty thing like Holly, because
right.
I will never be a little Holly.
That's
it
right.
is refreshing.
Men like
to me.
This
yeah.
and men like that. Just take your pick.
Well, as I say, if it's good enough for iced tea, it's good enough.
Ah,
right.
Well,
That's
I mean,
right.
because Holly is very sweet.
Yes.
Very, more demure, I guess, mm-hmm. as you could say. And whereas I don't think that Coco has a demure moment in her. So I bet that's going to be fun for you.
I think the difference between Holly and Coco is this stage show being the first time for Holly. You know, she was able to grow as a performer. You know, she's never done a stage show before.
Right.
So it's a little bit different than comparing it to Coco. Coco has. She's been in the light. She's been on stage before. She's not, you know, it's nothing new to her.
Yeah.
So... I think it, you know, it's not a wrong or a good or a bad, but it's just two different entities, and it's great. It's great for Peep Show.
Yeah.
You know, something different.
And she's got a big following from
she
the TV
has a
show.
Huge following,
well,
you know?
I believe that was the whole the top consideration
yeah.
was for Coco was that her TV show. I
Absolutely.
Firmly believe, from what I read into this, uh-huh. if she didn't have the show, mm-hmm. she probably wouldn't be in Peep Show. I think that was I think that was the overriding factor from the producers.
I don't know the details of that, but I know that she loves performing. You know, and she's with Ice-T. Come on,
yeah.
You know,
well, she does record though in the show.
Yeah.
She did
oh,
a recording
I love
about
that
her
song.
Shoes. So is she going to sing? Have you heard if she's going to sing?
I don't know. I actually honestly don't know. I'm not just saying that. You know, the Hollywood, I don't know.
You'll have to find
well,
out.
Well, another point that, and I hear what Trish is saying, is that you've got two very strong personalities.
Right.
Also, forget, you know, the physical comparison and everything.
Right.
But you're a strong personality on
right.
stage, and you own the role, and you're in place.
Sure.
You've developed in the role, and you've
sure.
evolved. And she's coming in. She's obviously got a strong personality.
Sure.
How are you going to work around that or work through that? How do you expect
that to
work?
You know, the good thing about it is we're written so separately.
Mm-hmm.
My role is written to be what it is. Her role is written to be what it is. And that's a good thing. You know, mine is in cement what it is, and so is Bo Peep. We're on stage together a few times, but not enough for us to have it look like it's competition or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, the roles are obviously separate roles. I'm the host. There you have it.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
so,
yeah.
and it's like anything that I do, anything that she does, we're making each other look good. So it's a positive.
Well, I think it's going to be fun.
I can't wait to see it.
Can't wait to see it again. We've seen it 10 times. You know?
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to see it again.
We've seen this show
again,
every single 10 posts.
There used to be a time where we could pretty much, you know the show by heart. So.
I would just put you in my corset and.
I was about to come out with my leg.
I would go to that show.
Oh, I was like, ready to go.
Do it. I've been begging to do Teddy. I think I need to write that email to Jerry.
We'll get a groundswell of support for that. We got to wrap it up. Cheza, thank you so much
for
coming
on
down here. We'll do
so
this again down the line. And just good luck with the show and with everything else you're
and
doing.
And with the new single.
Yeah, you
and
know,
the comedy.
I brought you something. I didn't even get to give it to you yet, but
well,
I brought my calendar.
We got to see it.
My 2012 calendar.
Okay, we will tweet pictures.
Yay!
Thanks for coming down.
Love you. Bye.